News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dance clubs, a staple activity for human socialisation. From ballrooms to dance halls to discos and nightclubs. But is this spirit and way of recreation now lost for the 20-somethings group? 5 years on from COVID closures, lockdowns have still left their scar on some businesses and industries. Although life has largely come back to cities and towns, the Give Us The Night campaign has recorded that there were only 83 regularly active dance nightclubs left in Ireland, falling from a pre-pandemic figure of 110. I caught up with Sunil Sharp from the campaign to learn more.
I think the word nightclub is quite dated, and I think when younger people look at that word and think of that word, they think of their parents' generation and maybe even older again. And I think nightclubs have suffered from a little bit of an identity crisis because of that. But let's just put that word aside and just talk about dancing and a space to dance. I don't think that will ever go out of fashion. So I think that's something we need to think about. We look into the future at spaces and the best use that we can make of spaces and where you can have a dance floor or a place for people to dance. And, you know, I think this is a place or an area where some nightclub operators of the past didn't really catch up and didn't really meet the demands of the next generations coming through. And it's not always easy to do that either. There's all sorts of factors, not least the rise of festivals and big events. It's very hard to stay in favour and to appear exotic to a local community who have bigger events and better events in their eyes to go to. I do think a lot of venues now, in order to attract people in and give people that sense of ownership or belonging within a space, need to offer a little bit more other than just one thing. We're a nightclub and that's all that we do. They can be educational spaces. You can have spaces where people will come in and do workshops, where they'll learn how to make music, where they'll learn how to DJ, where there'll be studio spaces, where there'll be pop-up markets, exhibitions, shops, barbers. We've already seen this. Operators like Body Tonic and through venues like the Twisted Pepper and the Bernard Shaw, I mean, they've championed this over the years. So it's not a new concept. What's more important to us is that there are dance spaces. And going into the future, there will still be nightclubs. But when people look at those spaces, will they still see them as nightclubs only? No, they will probably see the nightclub as one component of a larger thing, of a larger space.
So how are Gen Z socialising and what is catching their attention? In a sports hall in Ballyfermot, I met up with a roller skating group celebrating their fourth birthday as a club. 51st Skates was born outdoors on piers and in parks during COVID when social distancing was the norm. Now they offer roller discos and classes for young adults looking to meet new people and learn a new skill to music. Its creator, Nicole Douglas, says she thinks there's a bigger future for skating in the club scene.
So I'm not going to lie, I'd say about 90% of my outside skating friends are also my skating friends. You will find that it will very quickly consume your life and you're skating all of the time. So the people that you see the most are the people that you're skating with the most. The goal basically for our monthly roller disco was to create a kind of club-like atmosphere where people can mingle. Like, as you said, we've got like our mocktails, we've got our cake here. We had pizza last month. So it's like bringing that social, that club element where you can interact with people, where you can come by yourself, not knowing anybody, and leave with friends, while also amalgamating music and dancing together. I definitely don't think it would replace club culture. That's for sure. Everyone needs to dance. Everyone needs a place to go and get mad sweaty. This is our place to get mad sweaty, but also I love to go out and dance as well. There's different types of music, different types of dancing. Well, to be fair, our end goal with this roller disco is to hopefully have it in a club venue in the city centre. Right now we're a little bit outside of town, so it's less accessible for people to get to. So we want it that people can come use. So like clubs nowadays, like, they're not doing anything on a Tuesday. Why can't we come into this space with our non-alcoholic event, rent the venue, have the DJ playing on the decks that are set up, and, you know, still have that kind of club experience, but instead you're actually on skates.
Saoirse says there's a few reasons why she prefers to skate than go clubbing recently.
I was pretty bold, to be honest. I was out all the time. Like, any money I made from working was going to drinking and partying and going to nightclubs and stuff. But then after COVID, I was like, I'm not enjoying this as much anymore. I much rather like have the energy to go skating. Like, the odd time, it's fine.
Do you think that's maybe a maturing thing, or is it the health of the nightlife industry at the moment and the options that are out there?
It's definitely the health of the nightlife industry, because I used to love, like, there used to be so many options for places to go, whereas now, like, the whole industry has completely shifted, because it used to be like, oh, you can go into this club and they have a resident who is class and it's just gonna be good. Like, some places have improved, like, infrastructure for public transport, but my place still has no night bus, which is shocking. So I think that definitely impacts it too, because I have to pay 30 quid to get home every time. Being real, most of my age group has gone. They are emigrated. Those who are still at home are either still living with mammy and daddy, so, you know, the club night function isn't as pleasing to them when they work full time. They still live at home, because either they're going out on the weekends and, like, they can't bring anyone home with them, because, being real, that's what a lot of people go out to the clubs for, or they're moved out and they're paying extortionate rent and they can't afford to go out all the time.
If life in the fast lane isn't your pace, book clubs are rising in popularity for Gen Z. The Novel Ladies Book Club meets up once a month, and its co-founder Lara Musselwhite says it's nothing like a school book report.
Half the group there are there to meet people and make friends. The other half would be avid readers, but we meet somewhere in the middle where, you know, we go for a nice classy meal out, or we meet at someone's house to do, you know, an activity, and we'll chat about the books, go around, people will say what they thought of it, but there's no pressure at all. If you haven't read the book, you're still welcome to come and just be there for the vibes. There was a Ryanair sale on, and we thought, why not go on a trip, and we went to Bordeaux. Now, it wasn't very book focused, but it was nice that we could lean on that group of girls, go for a nice trip together. We explored the city, we went to vineyards, we went to the beach, and it was just a lovely weekend away with a nice group of girls.
So, a very relaxed, therapeutic activity, but being in your 20s, do you still fancy a night out?
I think personally, I enjoy a night out every now and again. It wouldn't be something I'm looking to do every weekend, but sure, maybe once a month, would love to head out with the girls, even the girls from the book club, and have a dance and have a good night out.
But what about the romance often forged on the dance floor? Fear not. If you're prepared to strap on your running shoes, there's a whole new meaning to speed dating. Katie Gallagher went on a Your Friend, My Friend singles dating run at St. Anne's Park, hopeful to make a connection. Katie told me how she got on.
Well, I wasn't speedy that day, but it was funny because everybody was running. So at the start, when you still had your breath, people were very actively like, hi, how are you? Where do you work? Then you go for a warm up. So you'll just start to do some stretches, and it's in the stretches is kind of where the speed dating happens. So you'll do a stretch and then you'll swap a partner. You'll do a stretch with them. You'll swap a partner and then you go off on your run. And as I say, that's when you'll start kind of having the little chats until you start running out of breath. Yeah, it was nice. I didn't meet anyone romantically, but we did meet a few other girls that were, you know, from different parts of the country and that were just moved to Dublin or living in Dublin and kind of there for the same reason. So this in particular, I just thought it's a day out running. Like, it just, to me, it was, I suppose, bang for my buck, really. It meant that I'd go have a bit of crack. If I met somebody, bonus. If not, I got out for the day running. So it just entices me far more than downloading an app. It entices me far more than going out at night and wasting maybe some of my night looking around for somebody or being disappointed if I don't. Like, I never go out with that kind of intention.
Is there still an appetite for nightlife for you? Like, do you still find the urge to want to go on a night out, whether it's a club, whether it's to a pub? Is that still something that's attractive to you?
A club, no. A pub, yes. I love a pub early in the day and maybe into the evening. I don't know if that's just a sign of getting old. But as it gets later, I'm definitely thinking, right, it's coming up to 9, 10. We're still open for food. Will I go home? I'm definitely not thinking of the club.
For a generation who can't be severed from their phones, in-person human contact and recreational activities are still incredibly important. But with the health of the nightclub industry stalling, Gen Z are getting creative with ways to meet new people. Will the industry bounce back? That's uncertain for now. But people will always find a way for an occasional boogie.
And that report on what Gen Z is doing instead of nightclubbing from Bella Flynn Finn from our new